WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alaska Airlines says it will be returning some of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets to the air beginning tomorrow. The FAA releasing final instructions to Alaska and other airlines to begin conducting a 12-hour inspection process, focusing on the bolts that hold the door plugs in place. President Biden receiving an endorsement from the United Auto Workers this week.
He joined us in solidarity on the picket line for the first time in our nation's history. A sitting president has ever done that.
That's UAW President Sean Fain, who called Donald Trump a scab. Nikki Haley is back in her home state of South Carolina, vowing to keep on fighting Trump for the GOP nomination. The former president expected to return to a New York courtroom today to defend himself against a lawsuit seeking more than $10 million for defaming columnist E. Jean Carroll after she accused him of sexual assault. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two people have been charged in the death of a man whose body was found in rural Juneau County last week. 47-year-old Donald Dahlberg of Grand Marsh is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in connection with the killing of 57-year-old Floyd A. Burdick of Grand Marsh. Dahlberg was also charged with arson as party to a crime in connection with the murder. 27-year-old Crystal Toomer of Grand Marsh also faces charges. Both Dahlberg and Toomer also face multiple charges of felony bail jumping. On January 18th, the Juneau County Sheriff's Office received a report of a deceased person on County Highway M near Oak Ridge Trail parking area in Cutler Township. A few hours prior to finding the body, deputies responded to a reported vehicle fire about 4 miles away from where the body was recovered. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Billy Joel is on Max FM.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Let her know how much she means. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it. Let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it. Every day before you leave, pay her some attention. Give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying. Just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. Should do. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much you
'90s and
more. 99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi. Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Six foot five.
Down Under, there is Men at Work. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones. Friday Eve, of course. Here we are just on the precipice of another weekend. I think we could all agree that that is some very good news. Now, speaking of good news, if you're a Jon Stewart fan and you love The Daily Show, you are going to absolutely love this because he is returning to The Daily Show to host Monday nights through this year's presidential election starting on February 12th. As for the remainder of the week, it's going to be hosted by a team of correspondents. We all know that Jon Stewart was the host for 16 years from 1999 until 2015 when Trevor Noah took over. So there you have it. Jon Stewart back on my TV making us laugh. I think he's done some incredible work for veterans over the course of the last few years, but it's definitely time to have him back on our TVs on a regular basis. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? 36 for a high. Cloudy and drizzly yet tonight, down to 34. Those clouds stick around tomorrow with a high near 38. Right now, it's 33.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Not only does Pierce's East, West, and BWP Liquor in Lake Delton have a massive selection of your favorite alcoholic options, but if you're planning a dry January, we got you covered there as well. 12 packs of Heineken 0.0 are $15.59, and 6 packs of Best Day Brewing and Blue Moon NA are both $8.99. It's also $8.99 for 750 milliliter bottles of free alcohol-removed wines. Start 2024 out however you choose, with the help of Pierce's Express Markets.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Here is Blondie. This is Heart of Glass on Max FM.
And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Put on your red shoes and dance the
Let's dance. There is David Bowie, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. David Bowie telling us to dance could not be more appropriate as we talk about this particular subject. Sometimes things just work themselves out, natural lead-ins and all that. The Baraboo Elks is going to be holding their prom for individuals with special needs on March 2nd from 5 to 9 at the Baraboo Civic Center Gym. This year's theme, Starlight, Star Bright. The prom is going to feature a red carpet entrance, a catered meal, dancing to the music of DJ Kevin Kellogg, a professional prom photo shot by Steph Shanks Photography, a corsage or a boutonniere, and a coronation of the king and queen of the prom. This is a free event, and it's only made possible through a grant acquired from the Elks National Foundation. You do have to make reservations for this, though. By February 21st, you just have to email prom reservation with the contact phone number to Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 at gmail.com. Again, that is Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 at gmail.com, and somebody will get back to you ASAP. What a great event. I know they've been going strong for a few years now, so make those reservations one more time. Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 at gmail.com. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Cloudy, drizzly, and dreary today. Temperature is going to be right in the mid-30s, though, so that's the good news. At least once we get through the morning, we're going to get out of that freezing stage. Looks like the clouds are going to stick around, though, for a couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports here on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 Fifth Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock, Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
24 hours after firing Adrian Griffin, the Bucks are set to make Doc Rivers the 18th head coach in the history of the franchise. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rivers won an NBA title as the coach of the Boston Celtics back in 2008. And with Rivers' deal still not finalized as of last night, Joe Prunty took over on the bench, and the Bucks knocked off Cleveland 126-116, ending the Cavaliers' eight-game winning streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists. Damian Lillard added 28 in the Bucks' 31st win of the season. 15th-ranked Marquette knocked off DePaul 86-73 in Chicago last night. Tyler Kolek had 22. David Joplin with six threes on his way to a 21-point night. Marquette hosting Seton Hall on Saturday. Packers fired defensive coordinator Joe Barry, but according to reports, could have him serve in another capacity in the organization. The Packers have also reportedly fired their strength and conditioning coordinator Chris Gizzi. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34 tomorrow. Cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, some great food choices and adult beverages too. Do some online shopping to start your day. Here's Cindy Lauper.
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just did.
Just stay and take, and who would have thought it's
Like a Prayer, there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, the Material Girl and Live Nation have officially responded to a lawsuit filed against them by two fans upset that the concert in New York on December 13th started 2 hours late. According to the statement, they say that the show went on as planned, and the reason it was running late is because there was some equipment issues, especially with the sound. So there you have it. They're saying that there is no liability. They didn't mean to be late. Sometimes in a live show, things like that just happen, really just cementing the fact that once we heard about this lawsuit, we knew it probably wasn't going to go very far. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. 36 is a high. Cloudy and drizzly again tonight, down to 34, and then cloudy and 38 tomorrow. Sounds very uplifting, doesn't it? Right now, it's 33. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, we're going to take a look at the state of dating in 2024. This is for all the people who are single, and for those of us who are no longer single, it's going to make you really understand why you don't want to be in that boat. And as it turns out, nobody likes winters in the Midwest, including us hardy Midwesterners. Finn and I will talk about that this morning as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up too. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Thursday. Friday Eve, as we like to call it. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will be hosting their library dedication, open house, and next chapter gala. The dedication will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and the open house continuing until noon. That part is a free event and open to all, no tickets needed. Come together and celebrate the culmination of years of planning, hard work, and dedication. Library tours will follow speeches at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be provided from the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library as well. And then that evening from 6 until 9:30, it's the Next Chapter Gala. That event will have cocktails and appetizers, live piano entertainment, and dueling pianos. That is a ticketed event. You can get all the details and get your tickets by going to csmpl.org/expansion, or just head to their website and click on the banner on the first page. And once again, talented show choirs from all across the state will be in Sauk Prairie on Friday and Saturday. Check out their website for all the details, but tickets are available for Friday night only for $10, Saturday prelims only for $15, $10 for Saturday finals only, or you can get an all-day pass for $20 on Saturday, or $25 will get you a full weekend pass, plus ticket options available for students and 5 and under are free. A link can be found by going to saukprairie.com and click the events tab, or you can just go to the saukprairieschools.org website.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Like a
gotta be cool, relax, get in, and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch home. Take a long ride on the morning ride until I'm ready.
Ready, ready,
raise a little thing.